You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of The Ragamuffin Gospel by Brennan Manning. This book is read by Scott Brick. This book is 225 pages long and is divided into 11 chapters, a postscript, and includes a final reflection by the author, The Scandal of Grace, 15 years later. This recording was produced in 2005 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This book was originally published by Multnomah Publishers Incorporated as The Ragamuffin Gospel by Brennan Manning. Copyright 1990, 2000, 2005 by Brennan Manning. Please visit hovelaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Foreword by Michael W. Smith. I probably first heard the word ragamuffin while sitting in school, listening with less than rapt attention to an English teacher reading from a Dickens novel or some other 3-inch-thick book. The word really didn't grab my attention. The next time the word came into my life was through music. My friend and fellow singer-songwriter Rich Mullins assembled a ragtag crew of musician friends and dubbed them the Ragamuffin Band. They celebrated the unconditional love of God, and the more their lives and music exemplified the idea of ragamuffinness, the more intriguing and appealing that word became to me. Then I discovered Brennan Manning's The Ragamuffin Gospel, the same rich treasure chest where Rich had found the word. The first time I sat down with the book, I devoured it. Between the words of its pages, I found a new freedom. I discovered how little I had to do to deserve and receive the love of God, and that He loved me more than I had ever imagined. Suddenly, instead of fearing and denying all of my real or imagined shortcomings, I could embrace my humanness. I could see God pursuing me through it and in spite of it. Here was the purest picture I'd ever seen of God's relentless pursuit of His raggedy creation. Not that I could sin more so grace might abound, see Romans 6:15, but grace abounded more because I could find it in the darkness as much as in the light. God wanted me just as I am. I am loved. Brennan took every cliché I had ever spouted or had spouted at me and turned it into gold. Ever since that first magical moment of discovery when the radical message of the unconditional, immeasurable, life-changing love of God jumped out at me from the pages of the Ragamuffin Gospel, I couldn't wait to tell everyone about it. I can't even remember how many copies I have given away. Much like the Gospel, once it captures your heart, you can't wait to have it embrace everyone else's. Since then, I've met hundreds of other Ragamuffin fans. Our stories are all pretty much the same. For the first time in our walks of faith, we found something so old and so basic that it seemed stunningly new and profound. We are all ragamuffins, and we are all endlessly wrapped in God's arms of grace.